Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate once again with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, we're grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the very Word of God again with you. We thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at an email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. Amen. So as we await for my brother to come and join us, wherever you listen to me at, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, once again, we come before you this day in humility to humble ourselves before our almighty creator and to acknowledge that without you, we can know nothing. So, Lord God, this day we petition you once again that you will bless us with the presence of your spirit and through the presence of your spirit that you release unto us the understanding we stand in need of this day. Father, we dare not make this journey without you, and we are blessed that you accompany us. So bless the speakers tonight as we deliver the word. Help us to rightly divide it and deliver it that is be pleasing in your sight. Bless the hearers as they listen and have a heart to take what they heard to you and get a witness for themselves. In the name of Jesus, and Lord God, we just give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Tonight, we are still dealing with reason number 2 of why Mormonism and Masonry is not of the restoration work of the Lord. And reason number 2 is dealing with the secrecy or secrets that they operate in. And we have been sharing with you information concerning secrecy and secrets, what makes a secret bad, and how does this is connected to the Masonry and Mormonism. And so we had been letting you know in part 3, we had given you a testimony of a former Mason to the secrets that Masonry has and how the secrets are connected to evil or ungodly things. Amen. Glory be to God. And so that's what makes their secrecy or secrets, you know, so bad, because it's connected to evil, deception, it's connected to ungodliness, amen? And therefore, it is not part of the work of the Lord, amen? In fact, you don't find in Scripture where Jesus commends it at all, amen? As we continue on in there, we are on part 4 of reason number 2, secrecy or secrets. And I want to turn your attention, if you have your Bibles, to, let's go to Isaiah chapter 45, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 19. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 19. And we are start there because we must understand that God himself doesn't speak in secret to cover up evil. And we're going to look at the word on this. And Lord said the same. We're going to hear some more testimony of others concerning the secrets of Masonry and Mormonism. Amen. Isaiah chapter verse 19. Glory be to God. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 19. Thank you, Jesus. Now, glory to God. Thank God for the word. If you have your Bibles with you, hey, turn with me. If you don't have your Bibles and you have a pencil and piece of paper, write this down. Okay, I want you to take it to the Lord. Amen. Now, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 19. And the word of God says, this is the Lord speaking. In fact, let's start at verse 18 and go to verse 19. Verse 18 said, for thus says the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He have established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Hallelujah. Now, we ought to be so grateful, those of our believers, to serve a true God. Now, God said in his word, he said that I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. Now, he said he have not spoken in secret. Now, the original Greek Hebrew word, excuse me, since we are in Old Testament, therefore the word secret means a cover in a good or bad, literally or figuratively, sense. Okay? A cover in a good or bad, literally or figuratively, sense. It also dealing with backbiting. Okay? When secrets are connected to backbiting, it is wrong. And God doesn't speak in secret in order to cover up backbite, okay? Now, God says he has not spoken in secret, okay? He has not, now, and when he's referring to this, he's talking about a covering in a bad sense, amen? Now, before I go further, let me pass my brother on. God bless you, brother. God bless. Having a difficulty once again. Satan, we rebuke you. The Lord rebukes you. We come against your plan right now, every hindering spirit. We command you to cease in your operations. Right now, we command you to turn loose of these airwaves in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We plead the blood against you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And my brother, he's going to tried to call back in once again. Now, the Lord said that he had not spoken in secret. God is not, he doesn't speak in such a way to cover evil. That's not his nature. Okay? Hallelujah. And he said that I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. Now, the word dark here in the original Hebrew word there means, figuratively, it means misery, destruction. It means death, ignorance, sorrow, or even wickedness. Okay? Hallelujah. It is wrong when you are speaking to cover or doing secrets to cover wickedness. And God is letting you know that he doesn't speak in such a way to cover evil or wickedness. Okay? Because once again, that's not in his nature, okay? This is why he said in that same verse, I, the Lord, speak righteousness, okay? He said, I declare things that are right, okay? God doesn't declare things that are wrong, okay? He doesn't speak in deception. Do you get what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to go to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother.
Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for opening the door for you to get it on this day. Hallelujah. Thank God. Had to rebuke
Amen.
That devil. He didn't want you to come on, but we don't care about what he want. Amen. I had just read verse 18 and 19 in chapter 45, Isaiah. Well, God said he had not spoken in secret, okay?
Yeah.
And I was explaining to the people what that word secret in the Hebrew word means, it means a cover in a good or bad sense, okay? And it's also connected even to backbiting. God does not speak in a covering to backbite. He does not speak in a covering to cover sin or evil. Okay?
Right.
Hallelujah. This is why he said in that 19th verse, I, the Lord, speak righteousness. He said, I have not spoken this secret from the dark place of the earth. God said, he don't speak in a place of wickedness. Okay?
Right.
Hallelujah. And see, here's the thing. This is another reason why with these secrets, Mormonism is not of God, because these secrets that they speak and they perform is to cover wickedness. It is to cover deception. Okay? So this is how we know, another reason, we know that this is not of God, that these organizations is not of God, because God doesn't speak. God said, I declare things that are right. God don't declare things that are wrong. He don't say words to you to purposely mislead you or to trick you, okay, to deceive you. That's not in his nature. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, having opened up with that, I want to read a couple of testimonies, once again, to the secrecy that the Masonic Order and Mormonism has. Amen. Once again, studies showing you more evidence that Masonry and Mormonism is not of God because of their secrets or secrecy. Because their secrets or their secrecy is done to cover sin, okay, to cover evil. Now, this first one I want to read, it is titled Black Secret Societies, Sex Rituals, okay? Oaths taken by Masons by sex, okay? And this is from a woman here whose husband was a Mason, okay? And I don't remember her giving her name. It just had on the title, former Mason's wife. But I want to read to you something where she said, talk about these secrets. And remember, I read to you what a former Mason named yesterday, John R. Rice, said about the secrets that the Masonic Order have, that even to a point where they are told to keep stuff from their wives, okay? I want you to hear what this woman says. She says, for 18 years, my husband and I were partners in life. I loved him, was always there for him. I could count on him. He was there for me. Everything changed when he joined the Masons. He became a master Mason. At first, I went with him to functions that wives were allowed to attend. I was greeted with a cold reception from the other wives. My husband assured me that would change if I would join the Order of the Eastern Star. Now, many of y'all know, some of y'all may not know, the Eastern Star is really the woman version dealing with of the Masonic Order. Now, she said, I wanted nothing to do with this super secret organization. Now, this is what she called it, super secret organization. She said, being a Mason take precedence over all other, even wife and family. Do you hear that? Said, being a Mason takes precedence over all other, even wife and family. She said, my husband was never home. He attended many important meetings and conventions where wives are not allowed. I learned that prostitutes are an important part of these conventions and meetings. Wives are only important as props, attachments to the member arm, as he is honored moving up in chairs. Did you hear that? She goes on to say, a wife completes the uniform and gives the appearance of being good and honorable with men, okay? Some of these honored ladies have been with these men for more than 20 years as Masons. They have to know, but their friends and social lives are centered in the Freemasons, the men they love. After many years of sharing our computer, she said, my husband locked me out. After 26 years, our marriage is ending with divorce. I had his password removed from our computer. In it, now listen what she found. In it, I found a prostitute service Shriners use when away from wives. Did you hear that? Shriners is part of the Masonic Order. And she said she found a prostitute service, okay, that the Shriners use when they are away from their wives. You hear that in these secret meetings? She said, I found the name of one of the wives that he shares porn sites with. He has been in a relationship, now get this, with the widow of a Mason and with other women for a long time. Cheating and messing around their wives is one of the secrets. Do you hear that? My husband has found a prop. If I could have played along, my husband wouldn't be trying to put me out with only my personal belongings. Please don't tell me that Mason do good and kind acts with their secrets. Yes, my husband has changed for the worse with involvements in the Masons. I am almost afraid because some judges and lawyers in Las Vegas are Masons. This is signed a former Mason's wife. Do you hear that? I hope that you heard that. See, they don't see a lot of stuff be going on that meeting. A lot of no-no. And see, you can't even tell your wife what you talk about. Now, why I got to be that secretive? Okay. Because it got to be you doing something you ain't got no business doing. Okay. And you can't tell your own wife. Remember, the only one supposed to be above your wife is Jesus. Okay. Not the organization. Okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So she discovered that her husband and they meeting was doing some no-no stuff. Okay. A lot of no-no stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, amen. I want to read one more. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. And this is dealing with the Mormons and their secrets. Okay. And this is titled Mitt Romney's, now I know, many of y'all know who Mitt Romney is. He's up in Congress. You know, he ran for president, I know, one time. And the title is Mitt Romney's Mormon Secrets. Now, get this. This is from an ex-Mormon describes some secrets of the church. What church are you talking about? The Mormon church. And this was July the 30th, 2012. Rick Packham, Yahoo Voice. I want you to hear what he has to report on. He said, in an all-extensive media coverage of Mitt Romney, much of it discussing his religion, not a word have I seen about the secrets of Mormonism, the secrets of Romney's lifelong belief and practices. The reason, of course, is obvious. Nobody can talk about a secret unless they are in on the secret. Few journalists or Christian ministers or anti-Mitt politicians are in on the secret. Only Mormons know the secrets, and they're not going to tell. And former Mormons like myself, who were initiated into these same secrets and afterwards left Mormonism, we know the secrets. Should we tell? Journalist Frank Rich, in his journey, Journalist Frank Rich, in his January the 29th article, which says, Who in God's Name is Mitt Romney? And New York Magazine subtitled it, His Greatest Passion is Something He's Determined to Keep Secret. And that secret are the details of his beliefs and practices as a faithful, lifelong Mormon. The same secrets that all good Mormons have vowed to keep secret, as though their life depended on it. Now, do you hear that? Why does Romney and his church want to keep people from knowing these secrets? Okay. Most Mormons would claim that they are not secret, but merely so sacred that they cannot be discussed. That is a quibble. Since Mormons hold any number of other aspects of their religion to be sacred, and yet they don't hesitate to discuss them. For example, baptism, conferring the gift of the Holy Ghost, ordination to the priesthood, and etc. Now, he goes on to say, in my day, when Mitt and I were initiated, now apparently this is someone who was initiated, as he said, the same time him and Mitt Romney was into Mormonism. He said, in my day, when Mitt and I were initiated into the secrets, we were specifically instructed that we were under the greatest obligation of secrecy. Nowadays, the Mormons simply take a solemn oath that they would never reveal anything about the rituals. Do you hear that? That sounds like a secret to any ordinary person, doesn't it? All right, I am going to reveal those secrets since nobody else seems willing and able to do so. The biggest secrets involve the special lengthy rituals, the Mormons call them ordinances, that take place outside of public view in the Mormon temples. The most important of these rituals is called the endowment. Now, y'all may have heard me mention this early in the series. And this ex-Mormon said the most important of the rituals is called the endowment, lasting several hours and taking the Mormon through symbolic washings and anointings. He says, in my day, they were actual washing and anointing on the entire naked body, then clothing the Mormon in special clothing and robes, including the notorious magic underwear, which Mormons call the garment. The Mormon then watches and participates in long dramatizations of key events in the coming of the gospel, beginning with the creation of the world, showing Adam's fall, the coming of the Christ on gospel. No, the coming of the Christian gospel, but not the crucifixion and resurrection. Now, I'm going to stop there because as we go in this series, there's other parts concerning this that he shared that I want to talk about. But you hear that. You hear that? Their secrets, their rituals, okay? And according to this ex-Mormon, he said, now, you are told specifically you can't tell this. And he said in his day, when they did that endowment thing, you were naked. You was naked. But you couldn't tell the people that. You couldn't tell them about the rituals, okay? Now, people, I want y'all to think for a minute. When people came to the Lord in the scriptures, where did you see some stuff like that? In fact, when they got baptized in water, you didn't hear them about them being naked. Now, did you? Huh? Anybody hear about them being naked? No.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because notice that God caused the nakedness to be covered after men fail. Amen. And see, God has not instructed any of his people to say, hey, listen, when they come to me, you tell them this and tell them they can't tell nobody. Amen. Hallelujah. Now,
amen.
People, now come on. And this man, this ex-Mormon said, hey, you know, there's secrets in these different things that they do outside the temple. Well, you don't find that in Scripture. But see, they have secrets.
Amen.
To cover up what? The sin and the stuff that is not of God. Amen. I remember
Amen.
One writer was saying that when Joseph Smith at that time first started doing this endowment services in the temple, he didn't even tell nobody where he got it from, okay? He didn't even tell people where he got it from. It was a big old secret, you know? Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, Masonry and Mormonism carries secrets, as we explained to you before, from the negative part, because it's connected to something that's evil or not of God, okay? And this is why the Masonic order and the Mormonism is not of the work of the Lord. Now, some of us as Christians, we won't call this thing. We either too afraid to or we got some people that we close to that's either a Mason or a Mormon, we won't call this thing. And for some reason, we think because we won't call it, that God is going to uphold it. Well, guess what? He ain't going to do it, people. What God calls sin is sin. He ain't going to change because you won't call it. Amen.
Amen.
See, just like with our children, we got to give them the gospel. They ain't going to get no automatic access into the heaven because you're saved. Hallelujah. Not an automatic right there. And see, some of the Christians, we won't call it out. We won't call this stuff out and say, hey, Mormonism and Masonry is not of God. We won't call it out. And because we're keeping our mouth shut so much, people think we go along with it. Amen. Now, the sad thing about it, we'd rather hit each other in the eye and knock each other one another side of the head for the other stuff, you know, arguing over points of doctrine and stuff. But when it comes to stuff like this, we won't call it out. We just sit there and be silent. We just shut our mouth. And then we come with a cop-out.
They're going to think what they want to think.
I guess so. You're helping them out. Hallelujah. When you have these secrecy, I don't care what kind of organization it is, it's not of God, okay? And see, this secrecy, like I told you, there are many, and I've seen, now, I'm not going to say some of the other churches don't have none, because they do, but most of the majority of Masons I've seen are Baptists, okay? Now, there are some in other churches, but I'm talking about the big majority being Baptists, but either way it goes, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, I don't care who you are, some of these secrecy have crept in the church. Because remember, when you become a Mason, you ain't going to keep that stuff to yourself, not to practice, I put it that way. Some of your Masonic practices is going to creep into the church. When you join yourself to the church, you're going to exercise some of them practices. Maybe the people in the church don't understand what you're doing, but you're going to exercise. That's just like if the president of the United States had a man, his right-hand man, and his right-hand man was deep into Masonry, you don't think he's going to try to influence something of Masonry with that president? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Because, see, these secret societies have an agenda themselves. See, some of y'all think some Christians that talking about one world order is crazy. No, they ain't. Because that's the whole goal of the enemy. And he's using all these secret societies, and they all got the same common goal.
They do.
The Bilderberg group, I know some of y'all heard that society. The Bilderberg group, they got that. All these secret societies got one gender, one world government. And so who's the one that's in the way? The church is in the way. So what's the best thing we can do with the church? We got to infiltrate it. You understand what I'm saying? See, that's Satan's plan. See, This is the thing I can't agree with the pre-trib rapture. Talking about we all going to be gone. Well, who the devil going to fight? If you take all the Christians out, who the devil going to fight? Who's the one standing in his way here on this earth? It's the people of God. So what is he doing? He said, well, for me to get over on it, I got to infiltrate them. So what can I do to infiltrate them? Well, I got these secret societies doing my work, I can get some of the Christians to become one of them. And that's what's happened. Okay? And that's why you got some of the Christians in the church who are Masons. And not only they're Masons, there's some that believe Mormonism is okay. And even would try to incorporate some of the Mormonism tradition and teaching into the church. Hallelujah. See, this is why, one of the reasons why God said he's going to send his angels and they're going to get out of his kingdom all things that offend and then which do iniquity. And see, we didn't fully understand what is the all things that offend. and that them which do iniquity, what's in that package? Whether what we're talking to you about tonight is in that package. Because some of God's people are connected to secret societies, and they are in, quote, the kingdom here on earth. Amen. Oh,
amen.
My God. Oh, my God. That's the truth. They're in it. And God got to cleanse this stuff out. Why? Because if he don't, the enemy will continually have a foothold in his kingdom here on earth.
Amen.
So God has to cleanse his kingdom of all these secret handshakes and passwords and all this stuff going on. And my God, when you have a funeral, then they're going to carry out the Masonic thing in the funerals, and the people in the church be looking at one another like, what are they doing? Glory to God.
Amen.
Well, thank God for the word. I'm going to stop it there. I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Like my brother was saying, okay, many of these things that we're telling you about, okay, it's important that you understand that this is the grand scheme of the devil, okay? The grand scheme is what? That he's been trying to pull off through the centuries, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, you have to remember that you can't leave, like I told you before, you cannot leave the devil out of this equation. Thank you, Jesus. When you're
Amen.
Talking about this thing, because the devil, he is the head of these things, okay? So if you leave the devil out of it, then you left a big chunk out of it. You will not understand why they're doing what they're doing, okay? But everything that is demonic cannot be of God, okay? So
Amen.
These things are like Constantine. You remember I was telling you about Emperor Constantine, and he claimed to be a Christian. He claimed that he saw the sign of the cross, and I don't deny that he saw a sign. Okay. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. But whether it was of God, that's a different thing. Now this man had no way to figure out whether this was of God or not. He was a pagan. He was a pagan.
Amen.
So what did Constantine do? Constantine, he did not believe in the Son of God, but he did believe in the Son God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
This is the one that he worshipped, okay? He secretly worshipped. Like my brother been telling you about the secrets, okay? He secretly worshipped the Son God. Now, he had things. They always hiding things because they knew that they wouldn't be accepted if you knew the whole truth. Thank you, Jesus. The devil know you won't. They won't accept the whole that doctrine. Okay. So, but what happened? Okay, is that this Constantine the emperor? Okay, after he won this war. Okay, because he said in this sign, conqueror. Okay. Now the cross that he said he saw is not the cross that we believe in. Okay, the cross of Christ. Okay. That's not the cross that he saw. The cross that
Amen.
He saw was an onyx-shaped cross, okay? Thank you, Jesus. That means it was an Egyptian-shaped cross, okay? That ain't the same. Is this the same thing that God is talking about? No, it's not the same thing. This Egyptian sign of the cross, okay, which and this that cross represent what? Eternal life to the Egyptians, okay?
Amen.
So Satan gave Constantine that secret sign, okay? And he said, in this sign, conquer. Thank you, Jesus. So in that sign, he did conquer, okay? But a lot of people don't know that Constantine never repented, okay? He never believed in Christ, okay? And you know what? It is said that he did, just before his death, he let them baptize him, okay? He let them baptize him, okay? He said that's what's said, okay? But all that's just a sham, okay? Because he did not believe in Christ. He did not believe in the things of Christ, okay? And though his mother was supposed to be a real Christian, okay? His mother was supposed to be a real Christian. But he himself was not.
Amen.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to tell you something about, do you know about our presidency, okay? And masonry, okay? Well, did you know that almost all of our presidents have been Mason? Did you know that?
Hallelujah.
Did you know that?
My God.
Well, and this thing is rooted in our in United States of America, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And when the Lord brought Washington over here, Washington, he was a top Mason, okay? He was. Yeah. Him and all his brothers were top Masons. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So, and so now, these are some of the famous Masons, okay? And these names might shock you, okay? Louis Armstrong, okay? You remember that guy? He used to play the trumpet. Louis Armstrong, Neil Armstrong, the astronaut, right? Jacob Astor. I don't know who that is, but and he got names down here, all these different names, okay? And these are only a few names. Ernest Borgnine, okay? Eddie Cantor, Buffalo Bill. Edward the Second. Edward the Eighth, Edward the Seventh. Okay, Duke Ellington. Okay, he was one. You remember Duke Ellington, the blues
Amen.
Man?
Amen. Yeah.
Jesus. Douglas Fairbanks, W.C. Fields, Gerald Ford. That was he. You remember Gerald Ford? He was a Mason, okay?
Yeah.
Davy Crockett, Cecil B. DeMille, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Henry Ford, Benjamin Franklin, hallelujah. Clark Gable, and others, just many, many names, okay? It'd be too many names to even try to go through, okay? But this just to show you how rooted this thing is in America, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And the devil said, well, this is the only way I can get in. I use this masonry. They are part of my club, so I'm going to bring them deep into this, okay? I'm gonna make everything rooted. Rooted in what? I'm make everything that they believe in rooted in masonry, okay? So when the man, so when the president, when he takes his oath, okay? Thank you, Jesus. He takes his oath of office. What does he, where is he pointed at? What's right there in the sight of all presidents? They pointed, what is that in right there that you could see, okay, while he's taking his oath? It's a big obelisk, okay? You know what an obelisk is? An obelisk is a thing that the Masons, that they believe in, okay? That's part of their religion, okay? So this Masonic symbol, thank you, Jesus, which is prominent, okay, they face this emerald, this this a thing, this obelisk, they face it, and they take their oath. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So you don't understand how important this thing is, okay, but it's demonic, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, the
Amen.
Lord, the Lord, the America needs to be straightened out about a lot of things, okay, from a lot of things, okay? But America is full of unrighteousness, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, the Lord tell us to do what? You go to the first book of John, and we'll start at the second chapter, 14th to the 16th verse. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, love of the Father is not in him. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you know why he was saying this? Because the reason why people get ensnared in masonry, in Mormonism, okay, the reason why a lot of people get ensnared in those things, you know why? Because of their hearts, because of what they want, because of their greed, because of the spirit of lust that is in them, okay, and because they're seeking riches, okay, they're seeking things, okay. This is what Mormons or Masonry show you, okay, that you'll be great. Thank you, Jesus. You have prestige, okay. You'll be known in the world. That's what Satan tells you, okay. You'll be something. You'll be part of something big. And the Satan wants you to believe that, okay? And so Satan, a lot of people, when they join the masonry, they believe that they are doing something great, okay? And they think that they think that whatever they desire is going to be given them through this masonry, okay? Thank you, G. They'll be well known. Their name will be remembered, okay? And they'll be some part of something that's great. That's why a lot of people become Masons, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the devil, this is the spirit of the world, right?
Amen.
They love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. It's the only way you will not be ensnared, hallelujah, of this thing, because if you love the world, hallelujah, the love of the Father is not in you. This is one reason why Jesus Christ came the way he came. Jesus Christ came in the way that he didn't come gloriously, okay? I'm talking about he didn't come in a way where he was a king. Jesus Christ was king, is king, king, and Lord of lords, okay? He is God. How come he didn't come like that? How come he didn't come with flowing robes? How come he didn't come from heaven and said, I am the Lord God? Huh?
Amen.
Why didn't Jesus Christ just come like that? When people had believed him, of course they would have believed him. You know? But, you know, that wouldn't have changed their hearts, okay? Because after they got over the initial shock, they still go right back to their same ways, okay? Their same evil. Because that's how people, okay? Thank you, Jesus. 16th verse says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world, okay? So when you see masonry, this is what you're seeing.
Yeah.
You're seeing the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters, can you see it by the spirit and power of God? Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's go to the fourth, the fourth chapter of that same First John, okay? Fourth chapter. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, we're going to start the first verse. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now, they don't confess this, okay? You'll see that masonry does not confess this.
Yeah.
How does masonry look at Jesus Christ? Masonry looks at Jesus Christ as being one of the, sages, or what they call sages, leaders, okay, yeah. People that was great, okay. They look at Jesus Christ in the same light as they do Buddha. Do you know that?
Amen.
But that's how they look at Jesus. Look at Jesus Christ in the same light as Islam. Look at Jesus. Now, when you ask people, what did these religions ever do that Christ did, okay? That you would believe in them, okay? Jesus Christ came, he died on the cross, okay? But all these masonry believed that Jesus Christ was just a good man, right? He's just another good man. He was like Zoroaster, right? One of those, okay, one of those leaders, okay, of all other religions, okay? So they take leader of all religions, okay, and add it to their things, okay? And they said, now, Jesus Christ is one of the head of Christianity, okay? So we're going to just use him that way, okay? That's what the devil try to use the things of God, okay? Isn't that amazing that the devil used Jesus Christ as his he wants for something to suck in Christians?
Yeah.
And so when you go to a masonry temple, you'll see a Bible. Oh, they believe in the Bible. They believe in Christ. They don't believe in Christ.
Amen.
And depends on what masonry temple you are in, okay? They might have a Koran. They might have a different Bible altogether, okay? Because they believe in many scriptures, okay? They don't believe in the true and living God, okay? And that's the devil's deception. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother, can you see that?
Amen.
And so the Lord said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is what? Not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist. That's the spirit of Antichrist. Okay? The spirit of masonry. It's the spirit of Antichrist. Who is the first Antichrist? The devil is the first Antichrist. Jesus.
Amen.
And his masonry is his religion. Okay, what he believes. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Whereof ye have heard that it should come. Even now, already is it in the world. Thank you, Jesus. Now, he was saying that it was already in the world, right? This spirit has been in the world all these, that's been roaming through the world all this to do what? To change things, okay? Working with human beings, okay? To bring about these false masonry, this way, okay? Now, this religion is so old, thank you, Jesus, and it got so many parts to it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, like I said, you remember what I was telling you about Joseph Smith, what Joseph Smith did? How Joseph
Amen.
Smith, the Lord used him, okay? And Joseph Smith got so disobedient to God, and he would not hear what God was telling him to do. So God put him on punishment, and God didn't let him see anything anymore, okay, for a while. And he was so angry with God that he said, I don't want this stone no more. He don't want it because he was lying to the people even then, okay? Even in the time when he was still with some of the brothers, he was still lying to them. Thank you, Jesus. And he was leading the people down the wrong path. So he says, hey, since God ain't talking to me anymore, and he ain't leading me no more, I believe that he could just lead himself by the Spirit. Okay, he thought that because he claimed he had the Holy Ghost still abiding in him. Okay, thank you, Jesus. And so he says, oh, the Holy Ghost can lead me, and I just use this spirit of so-called revelation. Continuous revelation to bring the people to the place that I want them to be, okay? So that's what he brought them to what? He brought them to masonry, okay? That's what he did, okay? So he found out he found out that it was a man amongst him that had that was a mason, okay? And so he got this man, hallelujah, to bring him in and to show him all the ways, okay, of masonry. And this man trained him, okay, and then he initiated all these things, okay. Now he's going to claim that God told him to do this, okay, which is a lie, right? Why would God use masonry to bring it? People, and then these people, when they see this, they you know, it's so funny when you listen, looking at this stuff on YouTube and stuff, okay, and they look at this at this temple, okay, these temple where they have this masonry thing, okay, going on, they look at that, so it's so holy and righteous in there, okay, it's so clean and it's so, oh, it's, then they, because people don't have no idea how filthy that thing is. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the filth of masonry. It's so filthy that you could feel you could feel the filth of that religion, that secret religion. Okay, it's so filthy because why? Because the devil's it's the devil's tool. It's the devil's work. Okay, so it's filthy. Filthy. You're talking about the spirit of the Antichrist, that's the spirit of the Antichrist. Filthiness. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And the only reason why people can't see these things is because they have not asked God whether these things are true or not, okay? And so he said, believe not every spirit. But they believe every spirit, okay? The brothers
Amen.
In the church believe, the brothers, okay, they call themselves Christ-like people, okay, they believe every spirit, and they don't try the spirits. They do the opposite of what the scripture said. Try every spirit. Well, why does God give us that instruction to try every spirit? Because the brethren at this time was going through great controversy, okay, with Rome, okay, and they was wiping out the brothers everywhere, okay? And they tried to infiltrate the body of Christ, okay? And they tried to suck the body in, okay? They said, don't believe every spirit. Because some of the people that was once saved, you know what they did? They turned their backs on the things of God, okay? And they believed not the word of God any longer, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Could you see what I'm talking about, brothers and sisters? That
yeah.
It was people that were saved, okay? They knew Christ, okay? And they turned away from the things of Christ, okay? The things of God, okay? And they stopped believing in these things because when the devil sent evil people amongst them, they stood in agreement with these evil people. Thank you, Jesus. That's what. And so, because of that, okay, many of them was kicked out, okay, many of those people, and they still claimed that they was of Christ, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I know people don't believe this, what I'm saying, because I think that people should have a right to their opinion. But you have to remember that in the kingdom of God, there is no opinion. There is no right to your opinion. There is only following the will of God, what the will of God says, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Like brother was telling you about walking in the secret of God, okay? Now, the secrets of God is different than the secrets of men. Why? Because the secrets of God does not injure, does not destroy you, okay? The secrets of God,
amen,
okay, are to bring you closer to Christ, okay? And the closer you get to Christ, you know, the more you learn the secrets of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And he that abides under the shadow of the Almighty shall stand, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, in the secret of the Lord, okay? Thank you, Jesus. So if you believe the word of God, thank you, Jesus, and I'm going to let you go. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Believe that the word of God is true. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And search all things, brothers. Try all things, brothers. That not because we're saying these things to you. Try them because the Lord gives you that power, because the Lord gives you that right through his word. He gives you that power to try all things, to search out all things, to try the spirit. I don't care what spirit comes to you, you have the right to try that spirit. If an angel comes to you, you have the right to say, angel, are you of God or not? In the name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ, reveal yourself. And then you have the right to do that. But you have to, see, a lot of people don't understand that, okay? They understand that this is what God wants you to do. He wants you to be able to stand up there and say, devil, I smell you. I feel your evil, and I'm coming against you in the name of Jesus Christ, and I'm coming against this spirit of error. Thank you, Jesus, because it is the spirit of error, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to give it back over to the hands of my brother. Hallelujah. Take it away, brother, in Jesus Christ's name.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word that my brother had delivered. I pray that you listen to him closely on that. And it's very important, people, that you hear this. Tomorrow we're going to have the fifth and final part to Reason 2 tomorrow. And the Lord say the same, reason three is going to deal with the third reason why Masonry and Mormonism is not of God is their initiation cycles. We're going to talk about that, their initiations, because it's very important, people. We're running this down to you because these are things that now when we get to our, and the Lord say the same, the fifth and final reason, which should be the number one reason, is going to be their rejection of Christ. Okay? What they say to you, of what their thoughts about Christ, what the Masonic Order thinks about Jesus. Okay, that you need, that should have been reason number one, but I say the best for last. Okay, so tomorrow going to be the fifth and final part to reason two. Lord, say the same. Starting Thursday, we'll be on reason three, talking about the initiation process. Because these hidden things that are being done, you know, is very important that you know, because many of you who's listening to us under the sound of our voice, you may know, quote, of Masonry, but you really ain't sought it out. You really ain't sought Masonry out. You have looked at some outward works they have done, and you have made the judgment, say, hey, they're godly, okay? But like my brother told you, the word of God said, try the spirit. He said, beloved, believe not every spirit. Don't be naive. God is not raising a bunch of naive children, okay?
Amen.
And he tells us that you have to check. But see, we've been so hard-headed, we don't check behind stuff. And finding out after so long we've been serving demons, okay? And you, oh, Lord, I didn't know. Oh, yeah, well, he told us to check it out. As I told you before, and I testified, I think it was this series or the other series, about my baby girl. And like I said, this stuff is creeping in our schools, people. This ain't just among grown-ups now, okay? Yeah. It's creeping. They're trying to get our children connected to organizations. Like I told y'all the story about my baby girl. When they gave her this award and said they wanted her to be in this organization that's supposed to be, I guess, for kids that were smart.
Amen.
When I later on searched this organization, I found out it was started by a fraternity. Okay?
Amen.
And see, God alerted me because when she first came to me, and I'm thinking, well, yeah, that's okay. And plus, what else threw me off is that I forgot the name of it, but the name didn't sound like it rung a bell, like, or made me go, oh, I need to search that. It sounded like it was like a, you know, regular, ordinary name. And so when she come back to me, what, a day or two later, and they told her somebody they had to hold up for some kind of reason. I forgot what it was. I was sitting on the couch. When she said those words, it hit me. It came to me. You need to search this thing out. I said, wait a minute. Let me search this out. Because the other thing I listened to, too, that, you know, they were asking to give, like, what, $25 or something like that to get in. Yeah, I think that's what awoke me. Because when I gave her the money, when she came back to me and said, well, I'm not in there yet, initiate in there yet, but and I was thinking, okay, they took the money, but then it hit me. You need to search this thing out more deeply. And so when I went to search this thing out, as I dig and dig and dig, I found out, hey, this thing was started by a fraternity. I said, what? Then I started reading about how in their initiation process, they burning candles in the dark and stuff. I said, oh, no, wait a minute now. And I had to repent.
That's right.
I had to repent to God. See, that was part of their ceremony. But thank God I didn't let her go to that, because God brought me to the truth. I found that out before she even got into that. Okay? So she never did get into the initiation process and all that stuff. And see, they was going to have it here in town where I'm at. And when I saw burning candles, I said, what in the world? I said, oh, no. And see, I thank God for that. And see, like I said, at first, I didn't look at it. But see, God struck me when she come back to me the next day or two and said, well, Daddy, they said they're going to have the initiation, some kind of process going on, but they got the money and stuff. I said, huh? And then when it hit me, I said, whoa. And it came to me, you need to search this thing deep and see what it's about. And I said, whoa, okay. So I went to search it. And people, I'm telling you, they're coming. Listen, they're coming even after our kids. These secret societies are coming after our children, okay? And the thing about it, too, is headed by Satan. And Satan is trying to get our kids. And see, he's going to try to work through any ritual that promotes his ways. Okay? You don't read nothing in the scriptures when people got saved that everybody went in a cave or something, started burning candles in the dark. Now, you don't read nothing like that, okay? But see, we don't, as Christian, we don't think about that. We don't ask the questions, why? If you say you got to burn candles, why are you doing it? And then we don't go look nothing up. And so God said, you know, you got to try the spirit. I don't care what kind of, it can be an organization. Your child could be the smartest child on earth. If the organization is linked to an antichrist or an ungodly thing, you don't need to be a part of it. If you do, you're joining yourself and your child to that which is ungodly, okay? Amen. And this is where it is, people. This is what's happening, okay? And it's not of God, period. And this is why we're telling you these things. Hallelujah. So, on that note, me and my brother are going to pray. We're going to break the curse that came from anyone who had become a Mason and had taken part in these secrets, okay? Now, maybe some of you listening, you did the little handshake, okay? Hallelujah. You said the little, as we get into an initiation process, you gave the little passwords. You did all the little secrets and stuff. You went and talking to stuff, covering up stuff. You did all that. And maybe now the conviction of the Holy Ghost have been upon you. You've been convicted. And you say, oh, my God. Lord, I was covering up. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe you told a fellow Mason's wife a lie. Oh, your husband, oh, he don't do nothing up in the meeting. We just, you know, meet. You get what I'm saying? Secrets. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we pray for those who have been convicted, Lord God, in taking part of these secrecies or secrets. Even those who have been former Mormons who took part in these secret rituals.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Who withheld these things and things of that nature in secret. Who right now may be convicted by your spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
We pray for them right now that God, that you will move on them if they haven't already to repent, to confess and acknowledge their shortcoming in this area. That they may be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, that sin may be washed off their garment.
Yes.
Any Christian that had joined, Father, forgive them that is repenting right now, that is confessing,
yes,
acknowledge that, Lord, I took part in these secrets.
Yes, Jesus.
I did these secret handshakes. I wore these garments. But, Lord God, I ask that you forgive me.
Me,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord God, I ask this day, Lord God, that in the name of Jesus, that if I have led anyone else wrong in this area, forgive me of that too, Lord. And open their eyes that they may see the truth. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I bind every demon and every devil that the door was open for them to bring a curse in my life through this connection that I had. Now I command them to go in the name of Jesus. After having confessed and repented, Lord God. And Lord God, I repent. I turn away from these things that I will no more perform these secrets in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your blood, Lord, make them whole. Set them free. In the name of Jesus.
Christ.
Thank you, Lord. We break every curse. Every curse of sickness that may come from this right now. In the name of Jesus. Madness of mind. Confusion. In the name of Jesus, curse be broken. in Jesus' name. Blindness from this be broken. Cancer be broken in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory
Hallelujah.
To the Lamb.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To the Lamb.
Glory to the Lamb.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We have been assigned by the Lord to not only give you this, but as my brother had told you before, to pray and to break the curses. Some of you, under the sound of my voice, and me and my brother speaking on these broadcasts, you may have said, brothers, I acknowledge I did wrong, but I don't know how to break this curse. Well, this is why we're going to be praying and continue to pray, breaking these curses. And just repeat after us when we say this, because God wants you delivered from it. The devil wants you to remain in it. Amen. And there's some things that is happening in your life because your connection to masonry had opened the door. But see, God wants that door closed. Amen. And you're going to come to find out that many of our healings, we can't be healed unless we close the door. We have to close the door.
Yes, Jesus.
And the door opening can come through different things in our lives. There are curses that being joined to masonry and Mormonism would bring upon the life of a person. Amen. Glory
Amen.
Be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So tomorrow, once again, the fifth and final part to Reason 2, Secrecy or Secrets. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm just grateful for the help of my brother here, who has been giving you information also on this Masonic order. Amen. Informing you, causing you to be aware. That's what we want, people. We want you to be aware. And we pray that you hear this. Amen. And we know that this is not a popular message, okay? We have gotten, and I'm going to be honest with you, and this is not about numbers, but I begin to see on this, you know, other parts of the series that we did before and all that, and boosting these broadcasts, we got many listeners. But I have to admit, when we got on this about the Masonic order, Masonic order and Mormonism, why they're not of God, the listeners became few. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody don't want to, you know, and no doubt that many of them are Masons. They don't want to hear this. Okay.
Amen.
But this thing I have to say, whether you hear
Amen.
It from us, you're going to hear it either way from us or somebody else that God assigned, okay? It's going to come out, okay? I promise you, we're not the only ones reporting on this, and we won't be the only ones, okay? So people be thinking, hey, I ain't got to listen to that, which you right. And they think that by thinking that, they dodge it. But do you know how much God love you? That even when you think you dodged it one way, he had another open door to have it come another way.
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen.
He do.
Yes, he does.
He ain't trying to bug you. He just trying to show his love for you, because this thing
Amen.
Is a curse.
Curse. Amen.
God wants you to deliver. Hallelujah. How many of us in our lifetime, when God was trying to give the word to us, we were stubborn, and he brought it one way, we wouldn't listen, and then we thought we got away from that, he brought it another way. Hallelujah. And you start saying, man, my goodness, this is, I can't get away. Amen. Glory to God. So,
thank you, Jesus.
We thank God for his love. We thank God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. And don't forget, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m., look for the advertisement, part 5 of Reason 2, Secrecy or Secrets. So once again, this is Brother Robert Gross or Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.